All very lovely, till we get to know each other. Written by Pip. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Modao Zushi. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Song Lan, Xiao Xingchen, Xue Yang. Also tagged for, porn is the plot. Under-negotiated kink, anal sex, anal fingering, established relationship, crying, coming untouched, multiple orgasms, dry orgasm, spanking, begging, size kink, aftercare, bottom Xue Yang, mean dom Xiao Xingchen. Part 1 of the Some Things Stick series. Recorded for Kinktober 2025.
Every boyfriend is the one, until otherwise proven. The good are never easy, the easy never good, and love it never happens like you think it really should. Deception and perfection are wonderful traits. One will breed love, the other hate. You'll find me in the lonely hearts, under I'm after a brand new start.
And I don't belong to anyone. They call me
a lot of guys who go to the gym, okay? Plenty of reasons for dudes to go to the gym, even if they're not, like, looking to get spectacular gym bodies or throw weights down so hard the whole place can hear them. Sometimes you just want to run so hard it makes you feel sick, until your head's empty and all you can do is feel your heartbeat pounding nausea in your throat, and not think about your fucking job. That's why it's the most fucking annoying thing in the entire goddamn world, more annoying than fucking anything, when people won't stop fucking talking to Xue Yang. Excuse me, can I? Sure, whatever. Excuse me, would you mind if I? Who gives a shit? On your right. He's sick of it, okay? And his headphones had broken last week, and it's all he can do not to go absolutely apeshit. His options are either run until he gets shin splints or climb out of his own skin. And the former starting to look impossible because apparently people need to just run around at 4 p.m. on a Thursday. He takes the stairs down from the elevated track, two at a time, not touching the hand railing, in the vague hope that he'll trip and die and cause the gym serious economic hardship. No dice. The only way out is through the weight room on the bottom floor, because Xue Yang's gym is fancy as fuck, and funded by his employer. Yes, thank you very much. He loves a good personal health benefit. Which means avoiding mirror eye contact with people who are just as sweaty as he is. As a general rule, Xue Yang does not like people who lift weights. He doesn't like people at all, really. But especially not the people who lift. One time, more than they can handle. Then wobble around a bit and throw the bar onto the floor so hard the plates crack. He thinks those people are stupid, and he's pretty sure he could kill them all without the use of his hands. He doesn't like weightlifters, but he does think they're kind of hot, so he slows down just a tiny bit to watch some guy bench however much. His face looks fucking serene. His legs are spread, facing the mirror, and Xue Yang's kind of not trying to try and see the dick shadow in his sweatpants. He takes a sip from his water bottle, which is all juice, no water. That, he knows, is why he always feels sick as shit when he runs, and leans an elbow against the wall. He's not subtle with the way he's idly checking the guy out, but fucking whatever. Zhuyang would love if somebody wants to start shit. He'd start shit himself if he didn't think it'd get him kicked out and then scolded by his boss. The guy turns just enough to make eye contact with Zhuyang, maybe 10 feet away, and quirks up his eyebrow. Zhuyang's mouth curls into a smirk and he waves his water bottle cheerfully, like he's saying, "What are you gonna do about it?" Nothing is what. Zhuyang looks as much as he wants. The guy's pretty mouth, the sleek line of his nose, the tight bun in his hair. He might have an undercut. Zhuyang can't tell from here, but if so, fucking sexy. And the inky scrawl of tattoos that trace all along his shoulder and down his arm, cutting off at the line of his forearm. Zhuyang's too far to tell what they are, but he's not too far to know that he wants to lick them. The guy returns his eyes, facing up, and goes back to his set. The corded muscle in his arms and chest flexing with every rep. It is kind of agonizingly hot. It doesn't even make a noise when he sits the weights back onto the rack. Like, he could be lifting heavier. Even though it looks pretty heavy to Zhuyang. When Zhuyang brings his eyes back from admiring the guy's forearms, he finds a smirk on the guy's face. A tiny little cock of his head like he's thinking, maybe, considering? Zhuyang raises an eyebrow, and the guy tips his head in a little, hey, motion. Zhuyang walks over, and the guy's mouth quirks up just the tiniest bit further. Zhuyang wants to bite him bloody. Need a spotter? Zhuyang asks, even though he's definitely not qualified to spot whatever the fuck this guy's benching. For one thing, he definitely wouldn't be paying attention to the actual safe lifting practices. No need, the guy says, swinging himself up and off the bench. Zhuyang suddenly forced to look up at him, which is fucking annoying. I thought you might want the bench. Zhuyang's not unmuscular, but he doesn't have the sculpted sort of shoulders and chest of someone who gives a fuck about that at the gym. He's the wiry kind of muscular you get when you scramble over fences and beat the shit out of people. Nah, fuck that. Weightlifting's for gym bunnies. The guy doesn't laugh, but he doesn't look angry either. He just makes a noise and turns away to find the sanitizing wipes for the equipment that he's touched. Just watching then, he asks Zhuyang over his shoulder. Yeah, Zhuyang says, pugnacious as he ever is. So what if I was? The guy shrugs, long and sleek, and wipes down the equipment fastidiously. Nothing. You want to do something about it? Zhuyang pushes, sort of getting into the guy's space. Before they can even come close to touching, the guy leans back. He's still fucking smirking. Zhuyang's gonna lose his shit. I'm in a relationship. He says it like it's a door slamming in Zhuyang's face, which is probably the reason that Zhuyang thinks insanely, I could change that. That's so? Zhuyang asks, idle, and folds his arms across his chest. Bet she doesn't even put out. It's none of your business, the guy says, placid, and just walks away from Zhuyang to throw away the wipe. Zhuyang stares after his ass, which is fucking incredible even through thick sweatpants. Wait, what's your name? Zhuyang asks his retreating back. He doesn't really expect anything. That'd be stupid. Zhuyang doesn't just get things without a fight and a half. Song Lan, the guy says, and tosses a wave over his shoulder. Zhuyang stares down the path. The guy, Song Lan, that Song Lan had disappeared down. There's a flash of a thought that says, follow him. Like Xue Yang's gonna drop to his knees in a fucking locker room just because he thinks the guy's hot. The more he thinks on it, the more that seems like a strong possibility, actually. By the time he convinces himself that, actually, maybe that's not a bad idea, the locker room is empty and Songlan's gone. So maybe Xue Yang starts coming to the gym more, loitering on the weight room floor more. Maybe he starts keeping his eye out for a guy with an undercut in a bun and a sleeve of apple blossom tattoos down his arm. What the fuck about it? He's allowed to look, isn't he? And it's not like Songlan's girlfriend or whoever the fuck he has is here to stop him. Maybe he goes almost every day and sees Songlan almost every day. Offers to spot him sometimes and sometimes just watches. Sometimes bends over when he knows that Songlan can see. Sometimes gets close enough to touch for them to feel the heat of each other's bodies. It's fine. It's normal. He watches Songlan while he squats what looks like double Xue Yang's body weight. Xue Yang's on the mat with the excuse of stretching, even though everyone knows that stretching is code for looking to get picked up and tossed around by some jacked gym dude, or lazy and don't actually want to work out right now. Xue Yang is both. He doesn't want to run himself sick. He wants to watch Songlan. Songlan knows that he's watching, too. Xue Yang can tell, because Songlan's watching him right back. He can see the way Songlan's eyes linger on the stretch of his thigh, the point of his toes, the arch of his belly when he pushes up into a bridge. Xue Yang knows when people are looking at him, okay? And Songlan definitely is. Xue Yang starts wearing leggings instead of gym shorts. It's fine. Guys wear leggings to the gym. They reduce the friction when he runs. Also, his ass looks fucking spectacular. And he likes the way that Songlan's eyes go dark when he sees them. Need a spot? Xue Yang asks again, maybe a week or so later. And Songlan raises his eyebrows. He's doing hip thrusts, which is something that really doesn't need a spotter. And, in fact, can't really use one. You sure you don't just want to watch? Songlan drawls, not even out of breath, and Xue Yang prickles with turned-on awareness. Sure you don't want to use me as a weight, Gugu? He asks, lilting, and Songlan rolls his eyes and returns to form. He's bracing the bar across his hips with both hands, and it's fucking hot. Xue Yang wants to put his dick in Songlan's mouth. Songlan's trapped right now. What could he do to stop him? Throw him, probably. Songlan's really fucking strong. It's melting Xue Yang's brain. Where's your girlfriend? He asks, walking just the tiniest bit closer. So close his knees bump the bench and Songlan's looking at him upside down. Why would I answer that question for a stranger? Songlan asks. He's holding his last rep, back perfectly flat. Xue Yang can see the held tension in his belly, and he wants to bite Songlan there until they're both bloody and sticky and... We're not strangers, Gugu, Xue Yang says. Obviously. I know your name. Songlan hulls himself upright, catching the full weight of the bar in his palms with what looks like no effort at all. Xue Yang's mouth is so fucking dry. Songlan could hold him up with one hand, shove him up against a wall, pin him there by the shoulders and just...
I don't know yours,
he tells Xue Yang, casual as anything, and then doesn't ask for the oversight to be amended. Like he doesn't even care what Xue Yang's name is. Xue Yang, where's your girlfriend? Xue Yang's like a dog with a bone. Once he gets his teeth into something, he'll never let it go.
Why are you so convinced I have a girlfriend?
Songlan's voice is more amused than anything. Which is so hot Xue Yang could die. Might be dying.
Dunno. Thought gym bunny boyfriends always worked out together.
Songlan says vaguely, and wipes down the equipment before turning to go.
Not always.
Shuiyang stares after him, sort of shell-shocked. He knows basically nothing about Song Lan except his name, the fact that he's strong as fuck, and that he's in a relationship with a man. Those feel like really big facts to just know. You should break up with him, Shuiyang calls after a second, helpless against pushing his own luck. And the way that Song Lan laughs is going to haunt him for fucking ever. He ends up going for a run about it, even though he's already been cooling down for basically an hour, waiting for Song Lan to show up, and gets a sharp cramp in his side that hurts like a motherfucker. He wonders, viciously, if Song Lan's boyfriend... He's decided they have to be boyfriends because he's definitely going to fuck Song Lan, and there's less of a chance if Song Lan's a husband could keep up with him. He wonders what Song Lan's boyfriend looks like. He wonders what they do together. Song Lan doesn't show up the next day, or the next day, and Shuiyang takes it out on his running shoes. He goes home without showering to his dark, tiny apartment and stares up at his own ceiling for endless moments, every muscle in his body twitching with uncomfortable overexertion. I have a job for you, Jing Guangyao texts him the next day, and Shuiyang thinks, with all honesty, thank fuck. It ends up being a fucking mess and a half of a job, bloody and disgusting, and it ends with Shuiyang dislocating one of his shoulders. He has to pop it back in himself, which he fucking hates doing, because the sensation of bone against bone is gross. All told, it takes 2 weeks, and it fucking sucks. He goes back to the gym with the full expectation of literally just sitting around, maybe seeing if Song Lan... notices he's back, maybe seeing Song Lan if he's back, maybe starting a fight with someone else just out of spite. He idly plays with the idea of trying to pick someone up in the locker room, just for fun and to see if he can. But it feels too much like he's trying to fuck Song Lan out of his head, which feels way too much like letting Song Lan win. He sprawls himself out on the stretching mat and snarls at whoever joins him. Instinctual, wounded animal response to strangers. I hope you don't mind sharing, a man's voice said. Soft tone. Sounds like Shuiyang could push him out a window without even a little bit of effort. Shuiyang cracks an eye open. I don't give a shit, he says, flat, and pretends to stretch so he has an excuse to be there. His shoulder aches dangerously. He's taped it up for support, but it's throbbing black and blue under his sweater, and it's making Shuiyang feel a little sick, a little dangerous, to be in so much pain in public. Wonderful, the guy says. He's pretty. Long, dark hair, a whimsical little smile. Shuiyang can definitely push him out a window. You're moving like you're sore. Would you like some help? Shuiyang bares his teeth at the chatty bastard, but sits himself up carefully. What are you gonna do? He tries not to sound as cautious as he feels. Even if the guy looks sort of delicate around his jaw, he's still sort of built. Like he could do handstands for 1,000,000 years. Or like he has a passionate for high planks. He could probably pop Shuiyang's shoulder back out of its socket if he yanked, is all Shuiyang saying. There are foam rollers if you're sore. They're easier to use with another person. Strangers don't let strangers torture them, Shuiyang says, and pointedly turns his eyes away. He sweeps the wait floor for Song Lan. Not seeing him, somehow, is still a disappointment. Good thing Shuiyang's an expert at not actually self-examining, because otherwise that'd be pathetic. My name is Xiao Xingchen, the guy says. He has a voice like he's smiling. Shuiyang kind of wants to hit him, kind of wants to put his hands around his throat a little bit to ease some of the violence under his own skin, kind of wants to put his head into his lap and fall asleep there. The conflicting signals are making him fucking tired. Good for you, Shuiyang says, and doesn't give his name in return. He presses his fingers to a sore spot beneath his ribs.
Does this ever work for you? He gestures between them, to make clear that he's talking about the hitting on someone in a gym thing that Xiao Xingqin's doing. Xiao Xingqin smiles, sweet and friendly, and says, "Oh yes, I have 100% success rate." Xue Yang blinks and narrows his eyes. "No," he says, "because we're not..." "Not yet," Xiao Xingqin agrees, and tucks his right foot high up on his thigh so he can pull himself over his stretched-out leg. Xue Yang stares at him, floundering, and then takes the high ground by just leaving. He can hear Xiao Qingchen's faint laugh behind him like a ghost. Song Lan, it turns out, is in the locker room. It's actually the first time Xue Yang's ever seen him in the locker room. Unfortunately, he's not naked. He's actually less naked than Xue Yang's ever seen him, in his sweatpants and a hoodie instead of a tank top. But he still looks good. Xue Yang walks in front of him, definitely not trying to catch his attention. And then, when Song Lan doesn't look up from his phone, slams the locker open. Song Lan glances up to meet Xue Yang's eyes, because of course Xue Yang's still looking at him, waiting for his reaction. Song Lan's eyebrow ticks up and he says, "You look like shit." Completely tonelessly. "Fucking thanks," Xue Yang says, and closes the locker he'd abused with a quiet click. He hadn't even needed it. "Why are you hiding in here?" Songlan's mouth quirks and his other eyebrow joins the first. "I'm waiting for someone." "Waiting for me?" Xue Yang says, and his tone is joking, but he wishes, maybe, a little bit. "No," Songlan says. He sounds spectacularly amused, which makes Xue Yang tingle hot and embarrassed down his spine. He wants to hit Songlan. He wants to bite him, wants to tear him apart and watch him bleed, wants to see the violence that he knows that Songlan is capable of. The locker room door opens and Xue Yang's eyes flick to look, instinctual. He stares at Xiao Xingqin's stupid, beautiful hair. "Zichen," he says, and slips inside. He smiles vaguely at Xue Yang, and then leans around Songlan's shoulder, kisses his cheek. Songlan tips his head to the side so they can press their mouths together. Xue Yang's all hot under his skin like a sunburn. Xiao Xingqin's eyes flash to look at him from under the veil of his eyelashes, and Xue Yang's heart stutters. He doesn't know how he feels. Embarrassed? Challenged? Turned on. He feels turned on. He wants to be the one kissing Song Lan. He wants to push Xiao Qingzhen out like a cuckoo and curl around Song Lan instead. He turns his eyes away to consider the lockers, aching all over. His shoulder is fucking killing him. He wishes he were willing to take something stronger than a couple of ibuprofen. "Xue Yang," Song Lan says, the first time that Xue Yang's ever heard him say his name, and Xue Yang bares his teeth in something vaguely smile adjacent. If the person has never seen the smile before, "Zichen," he sings songs, stealing Xiao Xingqin's nickname. "Where did you go?" Xiao Xingqin is still wrapped around Song Lan's shoulders, touching him in the places that Xue Yang wants to touch. Xue Yang frowns. "Admitting to missing me, Gaga, with your boyfriend right there? Scandalous." Xiao Qingchen is still smiling, has been smiling the whole time, and he laughs softly at Xue Yang, leans in to murmur something in Song Lan's ear. Xue Yang wants to punch him. "Yes," Songlan says, mild and neutral, and twists to wrap an arm around Xiao Qingqin's waist. "Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked." Xue Yang feels abruptly, mystifyingly out of his depth. He wonders what the actual fuck is going on. "None of your business," he says weakly. He absently goes to touch his shoulder, supporting it with his hand. Self-soothing gestures are something that Jing Guangyao's tried to break him of before, but has never quite succeeded. "What if," Xiao Qingchen says, tone light and casual, "we'd like to make it our business." Xue Yang stares at him. "Are you fucking stupid?" he asks, which is an important clarifying question. "What the fuck are you asking me?"
"We're telling you," Xiao Qingchen says, "that we'd like to make your care our business. Zichen didn't like not knowing where you were."
Xiao Qingchen apparently talks for both of them. "What the actual fuck?" Xue Yang thinks hysterically. "What the genuine, honest fuck?" "You never even asked for my phone number," Xue Yang says. He feels bizarrely trapped against the bank of lockers somehow. Them looking at him feels like they're pinning him. He is so fucking confused.
"You wouldn't have answered,"
Songlan says with a shrug. He's not wrong. Xue Yang's broken 6 phones in 3 months. There's basically no point in him giving out his phone number anymore, with how rarely he responds to shit. "So what? So you want to, what, keep me like a little pet?"
"Sure."
Zonglan's voice is very slightly sardonic.
"If you want to phrase it like that."
Xue Yang stares at them both, halfway too convinced that this is some kind of joke that they're both playing on him. Like, this is what he gets for trying to break up with what feels like an unfortunately committed relationship. "Well, fuck it then. He'll call their bluff. He's not a coward." "Fine," Xue Yang says and takes a step closer, putting a little bit of space between himself and the lockers. "Fine then. Sure. Keep me." Xiao Qingchen's mouth curls into a real smile, and Songlan's eyes flash.
"Just like that," Xiao Qingchen says,
and Xue Yang can tell that it's not for his benefit, but for Songlan's. Songlan hums a noise of agreement.
"Why don't you come give him a kiss, Xue Yang? Haven't you been wanting to?"
Xiao Qingchen's voice is so soft, so sweet. Suddenly, it doesn't seem as nice anymore. Xue Yang takes another clumsy step forward until he's standing in between Songlan's spread thighs and thinks hysterically, "What the fuck?" Songlan is just looking up at him with his dark, serious eyes, and he tips his face up when Xue Yang gets close enough. Like he's just waiting to be kissed, waiting for Xue Yang to kiss him. What the fuck? Xue Yang kisses him. It's dry and adolescent, more like a kiss for a high school sweetheart than the guy you've been trying to get to cheat on his boyfriend with you. Xiao Qingchen seems to agree. He loops a hand around the back of Xue Yang's head and says sweetly,
"I think you can do better than that."
Xue Yang closes his eyes and brushes his tongue against Songlan's bottom lip, bites him when Songlan opens his mouth for him. It devolves rapidly from high school kissing to open-mouthed and messy, but they both keep their hands entirely to themselves.
"Better,"
Xiao Qingchen approves sweetly, and Xue Yang makes a wild, desperate noise that he strangles high in his throat.
"That was very nice. Thank you. Do you have a phone number right now, Ah Yang?"
"What?" Xue Yang asks stupidly. His mouth is tingling. He can taste Songlan on his tongue. Songlan looks unaffected, maybe a little amused. He doesn't look nearly as off-kilter as Xue Yang feels anyway.
"A working phone, Xue Yang, so we can get in touch with you."
"No," Xue Yang says. He's been putting it off so Jing Guangyao can't fucking talk to him unless he actually tracks him down, which he usually only does if he's desperate. It's the only way to get a decent break. Xiao Qingchen says, and rests his chin on the top of Songlan's head.
"I suppose you'll just have to come home with us."
Xue Yang stares at him.
at them. Sunglon blinks, slow and smug, like a particularly sleek and shitty cat.
Are you gonna fucking murder me?
Xueyang says, with all seriousness. Maybe this is an elaborate revenge fuck somehow. If I wanted to murder you, Sunglon says, I could do it here.
Xueyang realizes that he's, unfortunately, so hard he could die. Sunglon talking frankly about murdering him hasn't helped at all. Xueyang wishes this could come as a surprise. Fuck it. Yeah, sure. Take me back to your place so you won't lose track of me or whatever. In between all the other twinks you're picking up this week.
You're not pretty enough to be a twink, Sunglon says immediately, and laughs low and throaty when Xiaoqing Chen pinches his side.
Their house is fine. It's cute. It doesn't have a garage, but it does have a yard. And little cobblestones that lead up to a red front door. It looks like the house of people who live together, who are married and share tastes, and literally, what the fuck is Xueyang doing here? He doesn't belong here. He stands on their cobblestone path and looks at his feet, curling his fingers restlessly, and doesn't give voice to his insecurity. At the very least, he can get a good fuck out of it before they remember that he doesn't fucking fit into their lives. One of them unlocks the door. One of them gestures for Xueyang to take off his shoes, which he does with an almost absent numbness. He ends up in his bare feet on their carpet, hands tucked into his sleeves like he's cold, and he feels sort of small and bewildered while they move through their routine around him. Have you eaten? Xiao Qingchen calls from the kitchen, and Xueyang thinks helplessly, what? He'd really thought that this was a fucking hookup, and that they'd fuck hot and messy enough to get it out of everyone's system, and then he'd just go, catch a bus or something. Sunglon leans around the wall of the hallway, a frown caught between his eyebrows. Xueyang, he says, and Xueyang snaps his eyes over. Have you eaten? No, Xueyang says. And then, because he can't help himself, what the fuck are you trying to feed me for? Is that not a part of your care? Xiao Xingchen wonders. Sunglon rolls his eyes and then continues onwards towards a hallway door. Xueyang hears the shower start a minute later. Bathroom, then. Are you fucking serious?
Xueyang asks as he stomps into the kitchen.
He's so fucking confused. Xiao Xingchen is cooking. He's just moving around the kitchen like he owns the place.
Deadly. Xiao Xingchen sounds so pleased with himself.
I haven't eaten, but I also don't fucking... I don't care. Are you not going to fuck me?
Xiao Xingchen tips his head to the side like he's really parsing Xueyang's words. I was under the impression... he says, that you were only interested in Zichen.
Xueyang looks at him, thunderstruck. He feels like someone scrubbed his brain clean and then popped it straight back into his head. You're fucking okay with that? He demands. He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. What the fuck? Who's okay with sharing their husband with someone who doesn't even like them?
Of course. Xiao Xingchen smiles. Unless there was something else you wanted.
Xueyang feels like he's being backed into a trap, and he can't fucking figure out where the mechanism is.
Xiao Xingchen takes a step closer, hands caught behind his back, and leans just a little into Xueyang's space. Is there something that you wanted, Ayang?
Xueyang sways forward helplessly and pushes up on his toes to kiss him because he refuses to say, no, I want both, when the loss of both is inevitable regardless. Why put it into words?
Xiao Xingchen's hand slides down the side of Xueyang's neck, tracing out the little scratches and nicks that he's picked up from work, and then up to tangle into Xueyang's ponytail. They trade kisses, slow and... it's sweet, Xiao Xingchen's a sweet kisser. Keeps everything light and fun. He tastes like watermelon, like lip gloss. And then Xiao Xingchen pulls Xueyang's hair, and Xueyang jerks his head back to moan, and Xiao Xingchen's eyes go dark and intent. Xiao Xingchen shoves Xueyang up against the counter and steals the air out of his lungs with deep, vicious kisses. Xueyang grabs desperately for purchase and winds up fisting his hands in Xiao Xingchen's sweater at the shoulders. Xiao Xingchen, it turns out, can also pick Xueyang up with one hand. Xueyang tips his head back for air, and Xiao Xingchen moves to his throat instead, dropping a trail of tiny kisses down the line of his throat. Xueyang can't help the way he whimpers, and that's just fucking embarrassing. So he yanks Xiao Xingchen's hair hard enough to make him grit out a noise of pain. The hand that Xiao Xingchen had been holding Xueyang's hair with comes down with a sharp slap high on his thigh. Instead, more noise than pain, but Xueyang jumps and whines in the same breath. Xiao Xingchen looks at him with big, dark eyes and says, light and casual, "Oh, is that so?" Xueyang shakes his head, desperate to keep from being seen, perceived. Xiao Xingchen hits him again, just lightly, and Xueyang's hips jump. "Zichen," Xiao Xingchen calls over. "When had the shower stopped?" Xueyang's so out of his mind, it's a fucking embarrassment. "Hmm?" Songlan says, from much closer than Xueyang had thought. His spine hurts a little from being shoved into the counter, but not enough for him to actually want to get free.
"You were right. He really is sweet."
"What?" Xueyang thinks, somewhat hysterically, and then bites down a noise when Xiao Qingchen pulls him just far enough off the counter to slap his ass, casual as anything. He can feel both of their eyes on him, intent. He might be dying. He might be losing his mind. "You can't just hit people," Xueyang wheezes. His dick is pressed up against Xiao Xingchen's thigh, this way, hard enough to cut glass, and Xiao Xingchen hitches up just high enough for friction.
"You're right," he says, sweet as candy.
Xueyang wishes someone would kiss him again so he doesn't have to listen to their bullshit.
"We'll make you ask next time."
Xueyang realizes, somewhat absently, that he's fucked up so badly. Probably, somewhere, in the very beginning, when he'd been trying to scope out Songlan's dick. Maybe in a past life, he'd just done some really fucked up shit.
"Bedroom," Songlan says,
and just scoops Xueyang up, just lifts him up. Xueyang makes a noise like a furious cat at the indignity, and then a slightly more pathetic little whine when his shoulder gets jostled, painful and surprising. Songlan hesitates.
"Bad?"
"Fucking no. Dislocated my shoulder." Songlan's bland face shades more towards alarmed.
"Should we?"
"If you don't fuck me," Xueyang says, "I'm gonna make you eat your own dick, and I'm gonna make your Xiao Xingchen watch." Xiao Xingchen hides a laugh with a cough. Songlan hitches Xueyang up a little higher, more carefully than he had before, and totes him off to the bedroom. It's a short trip, made longer by the number of walls for Songlan to kiss him into, carefully keeping pressure off his shoulders. Xueyang's thighs press more tightly around Songlan's hips every time they kiss, restlessly trying to get friction. And Xiao Qingchen strokes fond hands down the line of Xueyang's body, like he's soothing a startled animal. Xueyang is so fucking hard he could cry.
"Just fuck me,"
he gasps, tearing his mouth away from Songlan and reaching up to brace himself against the bedroom wall with his good hand. "Stop fucking around, I'm gonna die from old age."
"Impatient,"
Xiao Xingchen says, sounding approving. And then Xueyang's being lowered to the bed. He He squirms out of his sweater, careful to keep from jostling his own shoulder, and ignores the way that both of their eyes go wide at the bone-deep bruising of his shoulder, stark under the kinesio tape. "Come on," he insists when they don't immediately start touching him, and lifts his hips so he can squirm out of his leggings. "Come the fuck on, are you serious?" Songlon whips off his shirt and crawls onto the bed after him, brushes a feather-like kiss across each of Xue Yang's eyelids in turn. Xue Yang's breath shivers out, helpless, and he feels unmoored.
"Tell him how good he looks, Zichen,"
Zhao Xingchen recommends. He's still fully dressed, looking sleek and lovely and tall. Wow, they're both really fucking tall. He swings himself onto the bed, too, leans back against the footboard and just watches with his big, dark eyes.
"Very good,"
Songlan agrees and slides behind Xue Yang, so they're both facing Zhao Xingchen. He's still wearing pants. Xue Yang is the only one who's naked, who's on display. Songlan hooks Xue Yang's thighs over his own and pulls his legs apart like that, shows the whole of him to Zhao Xingchen like he's showing him off, and Xue Yang is so shame-flushed he could just fucking die. "What the fuck?" he asks, wobbly. And then Songlan is skimming his hands down Xue Yang's chest, cupping his ribs and the slenderness of his waist before coming back up to put his big, hot hands over Xue Yang's nipples. He pinches them, and Xue Yang's hips jerk, helpless, and he makes a noise that he can't choke back. "What the fuck?" Xue Yang's never really given his nipples much thought, actually, but he is spectacularly aware of the way that Songlan's calluses feel on them, the way his fingernails feel when Songlan drags them down his chest.
"Sensitive,"
Zhao Xingchen says, smiling, and Xue Yang squeezes his eyes shut so he doesn't have to watch Zhao Xingchen watch him, watch the way he's getting off on Songlan's hands and not much more.
"Harder, Zichen. I think he could come like that, poor sweetheart. He's dripping."
Xue Yang makes an open-mouth noise of protest, thighs twitching to try and hide, but there's nowhere for him to go. And Zhao Xingchen's not lying. He is dripping. He can feel his own pre-cum cooling against his cock. His hips rock up again when Songlan pinches his nipples harder, hard enough to ache, and the muscles in his stomach squeeze tighter with something like anticipation. "I don't..." Xue Yang grits out and claws a hand back for purchase on Songlan's shoulder. "Fuck, oh, fuck, fuck!" He shoves backwards, trying to escape the constant pressure of Songlan's hands on his chest, and ends up rocking his ass into Songlan's erection, which is, it really can't be. "You can't fuck me with that," Xue Yang blurts out, and Songlan's chest shakes with a silent laugh. He pets his fingers down Xue Yang's sore nipples and smiles into his hair at the little moan that he can't help.
"You'll beg him to,"
Xue Yang predicts, and leans over to pass Songlan lube and a condom. Songlan arches his hips into Xue Yang's back just far enough to get his pants off and rolls the condom on. His fingers brush against Xue Yang's ass, against the small of his back where Songlan's cock is pressed. And Xue Yang kind of, "Fuck you," he says, helpless and dizzy, and shoves his hips up for some stimulation. "You're fucking slow." Songlan says, and gently fits his teeth to the side of Xue Yang's throat. He bites a bruise there, high enough to be seen whenever, and Xue Yang's cock jerks even as he lets out a miserable noise of complaint. Fuck it, it's not like he has a day job. Zhao Xingchen's making eye contact with Songlan over Xue Yang's shoulder, and they look like they're having a fucking silent conversation somehow, like they're debating out exactly what should happen. It should be annoying, but it's actually driving Xue Yang up a fucking wall. He's so hot for them. They're unbearable.
"All right," Songlan says, like they've been speaking aloud,
and hauls Xue Yang up so he's perched on his lap instead of straddling it, back to Xiao Xingchen. His back is arched by the position, arched enough that his hole's exposed. It's so fucking embarrassing that Xueyang could die, especially when Songlan slides his dry fingers across his hole and Xueyang's hips jump desperately. Fuck, he bites out, and Xiao Jingchen hums a short noise of agreement.
Very nice, he approves.
And Xueyang can't see Xiao Jingchen anymore. He's facing the wrong way, but he can hear the faint rustle of clothes, the shift of bedsheets. He wonders if Xiao Jingchen is going to get off to this, to Songlan slicking up his fingers and putting them inside Xueyang. Slow, slow, slow. Except it's two at a time, so maybe not so slow at all. Fuck me! Xueyang grits out, clawing his fingers into Songlan's shoulders. Fuck, you're mean!
I'm being nice, Songlan says, amused, and curls his fingers with a slick noise that makes Xueyang want to put his head in a hole. It could be dry.
You fucking wouldn't... Xueyang starts, and then chokes on his words when Songlan spreads his fingers wide and starts fucking him with them deep and achy. Ow, fuck!
Oh, he likes it,
Songlan reports, rubbing his hand across Xueyang's ass idly, like he's fond.
I can feel him leaking.
Xiao Jingchen makes a bright, delighted noise. Xueyang bites Songlan hard on the shoulder, making him grunt, and then regrets it when it just makes Songlan shove another finger into him, wet but too fast. Ow, fuck you! Xueyang spits, arching his back to try and escape the pinned wide ache inside him. He's so hard his stomach hurts. He could come like this, he knows. And he knows that Songlan knows, too. He's going to come like this if Songlan doesn't stop dragging the pads of his fingers, slow and sweet, over his prostate, his sensitive rim. Fuck you, I'm...
He's going to come, Songlan says, like it's an idle curiosity.
He presses down on the curve of Xueyang's back with his free hand, displaying him more nicely for Xiao Xingchen. And Xueyang sobs and shoves back into Songlan's fingers helplessly.
Not yet, Xiao Xingchen says.
And that makes Songlan stop almost entirely. He leaves off Xueyang's prostate and returns to just fingering him open instead, spreading his fingers so wide that Xueyang's certain that Xiao Xingchen can fucking see inside him. He's going to lose his mind.
Please,
Xueyang gasps, trying and failing to curl his hips forward so he can get friction against Songlan's belly. Please just let me just...
Zichen?
Xiao Qingchen's tone is still light. Xueyang wants to claw at him until he bleeds.
He's asking very nicely.
He's not, Songlan disagrees. Xueyang's tingling with heat all down his spine, shame and arousal tangling up together into something complicated and nameless that makes him feel painfully small.
He doesn't even know what he's asking for.
Xueyang whimpers, which is pathetic, and clenches tight around Songlan's fingers. Let me come, let me, I have to, it hurts.
You like it when it hurts, Songlan says neutrally,
and presses his fingers so deep that Xueyang can almost taste them. Big fucking hands.
I know that you do. I think he could come if you hit him,
Xiao Xingchen says. He sounds like he's smiling, like he's not even fazed by Xueyang squirming in Songlan's lap. And Xueyang feels like he's falling the fuck apart.
I think he should beg for that, hmm?
Fuck you, Xueyang says, rocking back onto Songlan's fingers. It's not enough. It's intentionally not enough. They're bastards. Xueyang is losing his mind. Fuck you, hit me then. Make me come, I want to come.
You want me to hit you, Songlan corrects.
And Xueyang finally sobs a kya, just before Songlan's hand comes down with a sharp smack on his ass. And makes Xueyang jump and squeeze around the fingers that Songlan's shoved in deep again, that he has hooked down into his prostate so hard that Xueyang's eyes are watering.
Songlon spanks him with every thrust in, and there's a coil in Shuiyang's stomach that's just getting tighter and tighter until he's clenched so tight that Songlon can barely move his fingers, and Shuiyang's shivering all down his thighs. And the fingers that he had pressed into Songlon's shoulders. "Please," he whimpers, and Songlon shushes him sweetly. He strokes a hand down Shuiyang's hot thigh where he's been smacked pink, and Shuiyang relaxes just enough for Songlon to shove his pinky into him and then hit him again, just at the crease of his ass. Shuiyang sobs an incoherent noise and comes, helpless and surprised, against Songlon's belly.
"Oh, good boy,"
Xiao Xingchen coos, finally sounding a little breathless.
"Oh, that's lovely. Aren't you beautiful? Look how well he takes it, Zichen."
Songlon agrees, and spreads his fingers wide just for the way it makes Shuiyang moan, hot and wet against his chest.
"Like a little champion, you should feel, Xingchen. He's tight as hell when he comes."
Shuiyang wheezes a noise of protest, but jolts when Songlon drums his fingers across his prostate again, overstimulated and desperate. "What the fuck?" he pants against Songlon's chest. "What the fuck are you doing? I'm done. Let me suck you off. I can't..."
"Wanna bet?"
Songlon asks, casual as anything, casual as betting on race cars.
"I bet you can again."
He presses his fingers, slow and intentional, into Shuiyang's prostate, and fuck, it's so big, it's so much, it hurts, and Shuiyang wants... He can feel Songlon's cock against him, wet at the tip, and he wants. He's never actually given that much of a fuck about a dick before. Dicks are dicks, they all look more or less the same. He's really more interested in the bodies and the voices and hands they're associated with. But Songlon's cock is fucking huge, and he wants it. He wants it any way he can get it.
"Okay," Shuiyang says, helpless. "Okay, make me come again."
Xiao Xingchen says behind them.
"Good, brave boy."
His voice warm and approving. And Shuiyang goes so tight on Songlon's fingers, it's almost impossible to move them.
"Let me fuck you,"
Songlon says, dragging his fingers in and out. Shuiyang's brain's fizzing with stimulation, but he nods, slow against Songlon's chest. Songlon taps the outside of his thigh where he's all pink, and Shuiyang jerks.
"Ask me to fuck you."
"Go fuck yourself," Shuiyang snaps, and Songlon spreads his fingers wide and drags them out again, slow and agonizing. Shuiyang can feel air inside him, can feel the way he gapes. He's so wet, so stretched, loose. He hiccups a little sob. Fuck me, okay, fine, fuck me.
"Fuck you with what?"
Songlon asks, curling his fingers down into Shuiyang's prostate just to feel him jolt. "Your cock, fuck me with your cock, I need..." Shuiyang jolts forward, helpless, when Songlon shoves his fingers back in deep, and then finally takes them completely out. He can feel how wet with lube he is, wet enough to drip down his thighs and onto the bed. It's fucking embarrassing, except it lets Songlon manhandle him over his cock and then just drop him, lets gravity do all of the work while Shuiyang squirms and whines and rocks his hips restlessly.
"Loose,"
Songlon says, smug, and laughs when Shuiyang clenches up around him like a reflex.
"Wanna ride me?"
Shuiyang shakes his head, hiding his face against Songlon's shoulder. He wonders if Songlon can feel the wet flutter of his eyelashes, the hot roll of his tears. He's so fucking big. He is so fucking big. It aches, even after all the prep. Fuck!
"Okay, baby,"
Songlon says, stroking a broad hand down Shuiyang's back and tips him backwards so he's on his back and his head ends up on Xiao Xingchen's thigh. Shuiyang's stomach swoops at the movement of it, surprising enough to be startling, but he settles fast.
Songlan kneels up for an angle, hitches one of Xueyang's legs over his shoulder, and then rolls his hips into him. Leisurely but deep, deep, deep. Xueyang hiccups a noise against Xiao Xingchen's sweatpants, clutching helplessly at the sheets. Xiao Xingchen gently supports his bad shoulder, keeping him from twisting wrong, and strokes hair out of his red face, brushes away the tears that keep springing unbidden to Xueyang's eyes. "Gorgeous," he praises in a soft voice. "Lovely. I'm so glad I can see your face now. You look so beautiful like this." He pets his fingers down the line of Xueyang's throat, lingers at the soft under his chin to feel the way Xueyang's moan vibrates when Songlan fucks all the way into him. "It hurts," Xueyang whimpers, and Xiao Xingchen smiles down at him. "You like it when it hurts," he says, like he's reminding him, and Xueyang chokes on a sob and nods helplessly. He feels like he can feel Songlan's cock in his throat, like he's taking up every available space inside him. And it aches, but he's so desperate for it, so hot for the way that Songlan fills him up. He's not even hard yet, just leaking across his own belly, but he feels like he could come like this without a hand on him. "Fuck, now he's tight," Songlan says. His fingers are pressing bruises into Xueyang's hips, keeping him at the right angle. And it aches, but it's good, and Xueyang wants it. Fuck, he wants it. "You should fuck him faster," Xiao Xingchen tells him quietly, petting the bob of Xueyang's Adam's apple with two fingers like he's a baby animal. "He'd like that." Songlan obliges, hitching Xueyang's hips up a little higher and then fucking into him fast enough to make it sound wet, to make their hips snap together with sharp little noises that make Xueyang yelp. "Oh, fuck," he wheezes, grabbing for Xiao Xingchen's sweater. "Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck me right there. He can't say come because he's still not hard, but it feels like it. It feels just like an orgasm. And he's so overwhelmed that he doesn't even know what to say. He arches up with a strangled shriek and goes so tight around Songlan's cock that he doubles over with a soft little grunt.
"What the fuck?" Songlan says, sounding a little odd. "What the fuck? Do you think he can do that again?"
Xueyang shakes his head, tearful and helpless, but Xiao Xingchen hums a short noise and nods over him. He strokes his fingers across Xueyang's mouth, smiles when Xueyang opens up to let him press his fingers onto his tongue. Songlan fucks like a machine, like a metronome, only stuttering when Xueyang goes tight because Xiao Xingchen's made him choke on his fingers. He wrings another torturous, maybe kind of not orgasm out of him, like that, angling straight into his sensitive prostate like he's trying to bruise him, like he's trying to give him a fucking souvenir, and then strokes his hands down Xueyang's side when he starts crying in earnest.
"One more, one more," Xiao Xingchen breathes,
and Xueyang bites his fingers tearfully and shakes his head, mumbles, "I can't," but knows that it doesn't matter if he can't, because Songlan is going to make him, is going to fuck it out of him, and he's going to, regardless of whether Xueyang's body is willing to cooperate or not. It hurts. So painfully pleasurable that it aches somewhere deep behind his belly, all through his cock and his hole and his throat and his abs where he can't flop over and relax. "Please," Xueyang sobs, throat wrecked, and he can't even tell if he's begging for it to stop or for himself to come or for Songlan to fuck him harder. Again, more. Xiao Xingchen wraps a hand around his cock and Xueyang wails and twists and comes, clawing at everything he can reach. It fucking hurts. It hurts everywhere. He's crying and he can't stop. Songlan is shoving into him with short, hard little thrusts that make Xueyang's eyes cross. And then Songlan's coming, shuddering and pressed so deep that Xueyang whines, helpless and animal. Xiao Xingchen says, very mildly, "Oh, fuck," like he's surprised, and scrambles to kneel over Xueyang and get his dick out at the same time. He jerks off over Xueyang's heaving chest, splashes his cum across Xueyang's sore red nipples, and Xueyang whimpers. Songlan pulls out, and Xueyang collapses in a fucked-out puddle, mouth open and gasping. He maybe loses a little bit of time, because Songlan hasn't even left before he's back with a washcloth, gently wiping up lube and cum and sweat. Xiao Xingchen dabs Xueyang's tears away with his knuckles, gentle as anything, and peppers his red face with kisses until Xueyang gets his breath back and stops half-sobbing every time he inhales. They get him between them, bundled up in a clean blanket, and take turns kissing him sweetly until he can remember how to talk again. His brain is so fucking quiet, Xueyang can't even tell if there's someone living inside it anymore. "I'm starving," he says, after forever and no time at all, and Xiao Xingchen laughs and kisses his cheekbone. "I'll make something," he says, and makes to get up. Xueyang catches his sleeve, helpless, even though he knows exactly where Xiao Xingchen is going. He doesn't want it to end. Songlan strokes a fond hand down Xueyang's side, careful not to jostle Xueyang's shoulder, and murmurs in his ear, "Didn't we say we were going to keep you?" Xueyang blinks at him stupidly and says, "Yeah? Yeah," Songlan says, raising his eyebrows like he's waiting for Xueyang to get his meaning. "Oh," Xueyang says, a little startled, a little mortified at being startled. "Oh, yeah, okay." If they want to phrase it like that. The end.
You may feel like there's nothing left. Instead of love and trust and laughter, what you get is happy never after. But deep down, all you want is love, the pure kind we all dream of. But we cannot escape the past, so you and I will never last.
The music used in this podfic is Homewrecker by Mariana and the Diamonds. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do so on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening!